What is up, and welcome back to another episode of the Girl Gangs podcast. I'm Amber P.
I'm Alexis Adams.
And this is episode 126, which is nuts.
I know.
And today we're going to be talking about promoting the sport. But first, let's do some updates. Alexis is shrinking before my eyes. Yeah.
Can you see?
Oh, I've been seen. Yes. When I saw her last weekend at the Charlotte Pro, I was like, oh.
She was like, you're tiny.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. How are you feeling?
Good so far. I'm getting hungrier. But like, food's only dropped to once and things are still moving. So that's good. And my cardio is not crazy. It's only like 30 minutes a day, which is good.
That's easy.
You guys know I have done some cardio in the past. So this is like magic.
Yeah, girl, ride the wave. Because it's one thing, like 30 minutes is doable. But when you're already like doing so much and you still have a good ways to go, it's like, oh my God. Like,
yes.
Because when you have to start doing those 2-a-days, like I feel like that's one part of prep that will really test your gangster. When you got to do those 2-a-day cardio moments. That's like,
yeah. And it's more obnoxious, like, cause I travel a lot. So it's like, I think I'm in Detroit for the Detroit Pro this weekend. If I was doing cardio in the morning and evening, that would just be like double as hectic as it already is.
Yeah.
So it's nice that I'm not doing that.
I'm so happy. I'm so grateful. Like, that's the thing too. I think us as athletes, like, we feel like maybe how we once did things, or if we're not suffering, then it's not working. And it's like, no, at some point you will have to suffer. The goal is to just kind of push off that suffering for as long as possible. That's the tricky thing about traveling in prep. It's like, I do like traveling in prep because when I'm traveling, it's always to shows. And I love going to shows, seeing everybody. But if possible, I always like to try to make it so that I can get like all of like my training and my cardio done at the beginning of the week. Of course, something's always going to have to happen. I'm either going to have to do cardio or we're going to have to train, but I've had moments where it was a show and I had to go in the morning and then go after the show, and that just
yeah, or go in between prejudging and finals, like
It's rough. However, that is part of the sport. Today, we're going to be talking about something which I find very, very important and something that we both love doing, and that is promoting the sport. This was a fantastic idea from Alexis, and I think a lot of people assume that if they don't work or do something in the capacity of bodybuilding, or if they don't have a lot large following, or if they're not a pro, then they're not promoting the sport. But if you're a bodybuilder and you're posting about it, that is promoting the sport. So don't feel less than because of analytics or numbers, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, I think, so I kind of got this topic from like talking to some of my clients on different occasions. Some have had positive experiences, some have had negative experiences. And I think it's important to say that, like, you can talk about both. Everything in life's not always positive. And sometimes we go to a show or we have an experience with a coach, or like we go through a prep that's not the most ideal. And there's learning experiences, both good and bad, that come out of everything. And I think it's fine to talk about what you liked in a scenario and what you didn't like in a scenario, like what things could be improved, because things can be improved everywhere. But you can do it in a constructive way. So I think it's important to like stay conscious on whether your experience in something was good or bad. It's your opinion and your experience. So like, two people can be at the same show. Someone can think that it was run phenomenally well, and someone else's perspective could be like, this was terrible. I don't want to come back. And that's kind of what sparked this to like bring it up as a topic, is I was talking to a girl and I thought from like a coaching perspective that the show was run really well. But my client was like, I don't want to go back. And I was like, oh, okay. So clearly we had two different situations, you know? So I think like, and also it's been a pet peeve of mine forever and more recently, is just because you think something went negatively doesn't mean the entire sport is negative, or the entire show or whatever, the coach, is bad. It just means it wasn't right for you. It wasn't a good click for you. And I think, if we get hung up on what our personal opinion is in something, we can't really make change. Because if you are like speaking emotionally, it's not always going to be received as well as if you're like, take a step back, take a minute, see what you liked and didn't like, and then speak in a way of like, this is what I didn't like, this is what I think could make it better, or like, this is what I've experienced in the past that was different, that was more positive for me. That's going to be received and implemented more likely than if you're just like trash talking, I guess.
And that's perfect segue for trash talking. I know for me, when I was just getting curious about bodybuilding, of course, what's the first thing you do? You Google, right? So two things that I found was, oh my God, I have to be naked on stage. I don't want people looking at my naked body. I don't want people looking at my butt. Okay, well, as you get into it, I'm like, that's not what it is. Unfortunately, do some people kind of make it that way? Are they overly sexual or do they present that way? Yes, they do. That's prerogative. But for the majority of us, it is not that at all. And I feel like it's safe to say that's not what the sport of bodybuilding is for bikini, for female positions. It's not a matter of, oh yeah, let me get on stage and show off my naked body. That is not it at all. Then the other thing that I found was bodybuilding ruined my life. I feel like we have all found that blog post, that video. And it's just kind of like, just because you had a bad prep, it doesn't mean that it ruins your life. You just had a bad experience. It is unrealistic to say that just because you had a bad moment that this whole thing ruined your life, because it didn't. Like, yes, bodybuilding is fun, yes, bodybuilding is intense, but it's not ruining your life. Like, to me, that's extreme.
Yeah. I think like nothing in life, one event for the most part, ruins your life.
I agree.
Majority of the time, it's how you respond to that event. So, and like sometimes your response in the moment is not completely controllable. Like, should we ever completely respond out of emotion? No. Does sometimes emotion take over? Absolutely. So, and that's like, everyone makes mistakes. Everyone does things that in hindsight, they're like, oh, like, could I go back and redo that? I might. But it's like, just because you react one way doesn't mean you have to continue reacting that way. And the negative, like, I don't want to say that sometimes something does overhaul your life and overhaul the next things that are going to come. So like, for some people, bodybuilding, the negatives might outweigh the positives. And in that case, bodybuilding is not for you and you shouldn't keep doing it. And I agree that you should step back from it and do something else. But clearly there are benefits to it or nobody would be doing it, you know? So to like speak on anything in a black and white term needs to be assessed before you do it, because ultimately almost nothing ever is black and white.
For sure. And if you're in a position, like, you have to assess your life, because if you're in a position to where, you know, it's just getting hard from the aspect of maybe you have a significant other and they're not vibing with it, or maybe your work is just crazy, whatever the case may be. And if it's just to the point where if bodybuilding is making your life harder or adding additional stress, then yes, at some point you do have to kind of weigh it, because is it ruining your life? No. But if it's to the point to where it is just making things ridiculously more difficult than what it needs to be, like, how I feel is like prep and bodybuilding just falls into my life. I don't have to make any adjustments in order to compete or be a bodybuilder. The only time I have to make adjustments is when, like I said, if cardio gets high, like, honestly, that's like the biggest adjustment, but that's not breaking my life. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like, oh, this really sucks right now. But if it is to the point where it's just causing a bunch of arguments with your loved ones or your work, then yeah, you might need to assess. And then we say it all the time, this is not for everyone. If you're a bodybuilder, you're 1% of the population. This was not meant or intended to be for everyone. And I think sometimes a lot of people don't realize that. It's one of those things where you don't know what you don't know, right? Sometimes you don't know something isn't for you until you get in it. And that is okay. But I think what happens sometimes is for those who maybe they do it and it's not for them. And then immediately after the show, that's when you start seeing, this is horrible, it ruined my life. Well, here's what you have to realize. It might not be for you, but also post-show, we are insane. Regardless if you did well or you didn't place well, our emotions, our thoughts, like, no serotonin, we're tired, like, and just like, it's overstimulating. So I know for me now, for us, because we've been doing it for so long, I know post-show, I need to close my mouth. I probably need to have a seat because whatever's going to come out of it, it's probably going to be a little insane. But that just comes from knowing and understanding the sport.
Yeah. So in that, when you're trying to promote the sport, there's not any one way to do it. There's multiple ways. So like, obviously if you're an active competitor, posting your journey is a way to do it. Some people don't like that. Some people like privacy, not having everyone in their business. That's fine too. So make a post after your show about like your experience, how it went, a little like blog situation, kind of like recap or something. You can get into it from the coaching side. You can get into it from the posing side. You can really just talk about topics. You don't have to post at all. You can go and support like in real life, like go attend shows, pay for a ticket, sit in the audience, learn, because ultimately that's going to make you a better competitor. You can volunteer to help backstage. I can tell you that I didn't understand, like I competed for a couple years until I helped expedite a show once. I didn't understand all that went into a show and all of the stuff that's behind the scenes. And it just makes you a little bit more appreciative so that when you're from the competitor side and you are backstage and things seem hectic, it makes you a little bit more like empathetic of like, this might be impeding your experience a little bit, but it's not as if the promoters just aren't trying or the expediters or the people who are giving their time, because the people backstage with those black collared shirts that are like telling you where to stand and telling you where to go and calling your class, they're not paid. They're doing it because they love the sport. So like volunteer your time and be one of those people to give back and also see what happens. Cause there's a lot of checklists. There's a lot of, order of events. There's a lot of shifting around when things go awry to try to keep things moving smoothly. The more that you sit in an audience and you're like, wow, this show ran really smoothly, the more hiccups that actually went on backstage that you didn't know about, that people smoothed over, that nobody told the competitors about. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of moving parts to make something like that happen. So you can give back there. You can, as you start growing within the sport and you gain sponsors, follow your contracts, do what the sponsors ask, because I think a lot of people think sponsorships are just like free money because you look good, and it is not. It's a job. You are doing, like, you need to benefit both sides. It's not just them giving you money because you use their protein. You know,
it's you gotta treat it like a job, because first of all, it's a blessing. It's a really, really cool opportunity that someone sees you and they feel like, hey, I want this person to represent my brand. Like, what an honor, right? And secondly, with that, you know, you gotta make it worth their while. You know, I think some people feel like with sponsorships, it's just kind of like, oh, it's not that serious, but it is that serious. And I know for me, because I have a business and I have sponsored athletes, I understand like all that goes behind the scenes of it. And it's just kind of like when someone is coming to you saying, hey, I think you are dope enough to basically be the face of my brand. First of all, they're putting themselves out there, because if you do something crazy, guess what?
It reflects them.
It reflects them. So take it seriously, put in the work, and it's just treat it like you do your job, right? You know, if you don't go to work and you don't clock in, you don't get paid, you need to have the same energy that you have with your sponsorships, because you're promoting them, you're promoting yourself, and you're promoting the sport.
Yeah. And I think, like, I don't want to say treat the sport as your job, because it needs to be something that's enjoyable. But at the same time, when you're 15 and you're trying to figure out what you want to go to college for, and everyone says, do what you love and it'll never feel like work, that's true. So it's a job to an extent, especially as you become a professional and you start competing and trying to, like, represent brands. There is a level of professionalism that needs to be upheld, I guess. And if you're not doing that, you're not doing your job. And you're not going to be as successful as you want to be. And you're not going to make the progress that you want. Because, like, there are days that you wake up at 6 a.m. and you don't want to go to work, and you go. You have to go. That's the same thing if you want the progress that you want in 3 months from now. You have to still get up and do your cardio. You have to still go to the gym. You still have to make time, even when you have other things that you want to do. You have to make sure that you're balancing, like, your immediate wants with your long-term goals, whatever those are. And that's true in life in general too. But if you are slacking, it's going to show, and it's going to be, you might reach some kind of destination that's, like, seen as successful from others. But if you are slacking, you're also going to be like, what if I had done XYZ like I was supposed to, or like, I know I could have done better. Would I be in a better spot? So even though the success that you have might be there, you're not going to be able to take it completely in as if you would if you marked every single box and you did the things you didn't want to do because you know that it's going to make you better.
Mm-hmm. I've actually heard athletes say before that when they got their pro card, it was kind of like, oh, okay, cool. Only just simply because they're like, yeah, the goal was achieved, but I know I didn't give it my all, which sounds crazy because we all know and understand how hard it is and how much of a huge accomplishment it is. So I couldn't imagine winning it and then being like, well, I didn't really do that. That would eat me. That would eat me up.
Yeah. Even more than if you, like, fell short, because at least if you fell short, you're like, well, I know I could have done XYZ better. But right. Then, and I think that also speaks to, like, that's where it comes in, where we talk about, like, sometimes it doesn't matter how much you do. It doesn't always equal the outcome. But if you don't do the things you're supposed to and you still get the outcome, it's not going to equal the feeling either.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And then something else to consider too when promoting the sport, understand that regardless, again, doesn't matter where you fall, pro, amateur, one follower, millions of followers, you are your own personal brand. This is something that I'm just, again, just from having my own business, you are your own personal brand. So keep in mind, especially when you're at these shows, how you walk, how you talk, how you communicate to people. Are you rude? Are you kind? When you're on stage, sis, what's your sportsmanship like? Because if you were someone on stage, thank you, Rocket. If you're someone on stage and maybe, you know, you didn't get the placing that you wanted and you got a sour face on stage, or what I saw at my pro debut, which still to this day blows my mind. Y'all know I was just happy to be in the house. I was like, whatever, I'm here. But seeing how some of the pros were backstage after finals, my mind was blown. It's like, you do realize if I see it, judges see it. Like, other people in the audience see it. And keep in mind, like, there's other promoters in the audience. There's probably other people where you can have potential sponsorships there. Like, you never know who's there. So how you're handling yourself when you're just out of and about at the shows. Sorry, FedEx is outside, guys. My dogs are going crazy. How you operate your sportsmanship, like, that's you promoting the brand. You are your own personal brand. So if you are lackluster in those areas, you're not doing a good job at promoting yourself or the sport.
Yeah. And that's, like, degrading your brand. So, like, that's kind of where the professionalism comes in too. Yes, we are human and we have feelings, but you need to control where you let it out at. And that's just the harsh truth. Don't be pouting on stage. Do not be talking like, don't, to the audience, I've seen that a couple times, and it's usually amateurs, but like, you're standing on the diagonal, you're not in the first call out, and you're mad, and you're like mouthing stuff to your coach. No, no, don't do that. And if you've done that, and I'm saying it, I'm talking to you, stop, or stop competing. Because ultimately, if you're a terrible sport, you don't belong in the, you don't belong on stage. You need to check that first. And it's degrading your brand. Like, nobody wants to be around someone who's behaving like that. So yes, you do need to put on a face on stage. You do. Just like my girls who are nervous, and I'm like, be whoever you need to be for the next 2 minutes when you go on, and you need to bring the energy. You need to do the same thing. If you are pouty and in a bad mood, be someone who's happy. Like, pretend, quite frankly, because you can't bring down the person who's doing better than you just because you're doing worse. That's not fair. And I've had friends who've done this, and I've checked them afterwards. Like, you cannot be, you can't do that. Don't do that on stage. Don't snatch anything out of anybody's hand.
And I was
don't walk off stage.
No, I was getting ready to say, it's like something else you need to be mindful of. It's like, no, we can't control others. But I mean, my circles fly. People I roll with, dope. One thing you need to be mindful of are your circle, the people you're operating with, right? Because again, Alexis and I, we're the same way. It's just like, if one of my friends is like in public and we acting a little crazy, I'm gonna tap you on the shoulder and be like, are you well? Because we're a little like, I need you to chill, you know?
And then, yeah, just call them out and be like, hey, that's not right for right now. Like,
we'll do that later, okay? We'll
yeah.
do that later, but not in public, all right? But also, this is something to consider. It's like, no, you can't control others. However, if I were ever in this situation, it would definitely be a conversation because I'm paying you. I've never had to deal with it. But if your coach is acting a fool at the show, posting stuff after, I'd be like, hey, big boss, let me tell you something. I don't operate with people who do stuff like that. It is immature and it's unprofessional. So if you want me to continue to be an athlete, do not ever do that again. And if you cannot control yourself, I'm going to exit stage left. It is okay to say that because, again, like, you are a team. You know, you and your coach are a team. And yeah, your coach might be great, but if they can't control their emotions at a show or post show, or I've seen it before, you've seen it too, where coaches are comparing their athlete to the other and talking trash about the other athlete. That is a sure way for me to be like, bye, I'm done, because that's not cool.
Yeah, one, that's tacky. And usually a reflection on the coach's inabilities to see clearly. Because ultimately there's a reason that the person won, or the reason that the person placed ahead of you. So whatever that is, you can disagree with it, but you can't like degrade.
Done.
And two, like, there is a truth to being guilty by association to an extent. Yes, you can't control what other people do. Yes, what other people do isn't straight a reflection of you. But at the same time, there does sometimes come into play, like, oh, well, this, like, Amber is like, is best friends with this person, and this person's a terrible person. So what does that say about Amber? Like, how do they get along? You know, like, that comes into play. And it's like, if Susie is terrible to be around and Amber's always around Susie, I'm not going to want to hang out with Amber, because if I know Susie's going to be there, I'm not, you know what I mean? So
it's human nature.
It's like that. Yeah, it shouldn't always play into a role, but it does to an extent. So it's important to just be aware of that. And I'm not saying like end friendships, mm-hmm. but be aware of how things impact you in certain scenarios.
Yeah. And whenever we say Susie, we're not referencing like Susie, Suzette. We love Susie. That's just like,
oh, no. yeah. Kathy. I don't know. I just picked a name. I'm sorry, Susie.
She's just going to be like, Amber. Like, no. That's the only bit.
Lord. I don't have a friend named Susie. That's why I picked that name. I'm sorry.
That's funny. Oh my gosh. I just completely lost my train of thought. Meh, whatever. I don't know. It might come back. It might not.
But I think of it like, in a nutshell, it's just like, be a good person. If you're in a bad mood, don't let it affect other people. Mm-hmm. And there's a time and a place.
That's it. Because, I mean, let's face it, we've all been in a situation after a show where we were not happy. But guess what? You just gotta get through, get out the venue, and then once you get to your hotel, your Airbnb, your car, you go ahead, you let loose, you do whatever it is that you have to do. Like, we're not saying don't feel how you feel. We're just saying don't feel it in the open. Especially if it's gonna be like an insane reaction. Be a good human.
Yes.
All right, that's all I got. You got anything else?
Lip update.
Oh, God, that's what it was. Yes.
It doesn't go away when I smile.
Yeah.
She said like 10 to 14 days to like for full effects, and it's been like 9. So we're about there. I can like feel it because I can't like curl it under, which is exactly what we want.
I noticed it at Charlotte's Cup. We were getting Starbucks. So I was like, she was smiling. I was like, I was like, oh, her lips.
It's just a little bit fuller.
Yeah.
It doesn't go away.
So much more. This is good.
Thanks.
Good, good, good. Let's see. We have any updates. So this is going to go up next week, the 17th. So you're going to, well, it'll be after Detroit Pro. So you've already done that. Do you have any more like seminars or anything coming up?
Not for a little bit, I don't think. I might announce my show soon-ish. Because we're getting into single digit weeks now. I don't think I have anything crazy between now and then as far as bodybuilding related. I have planning for Brandy's baby shower, and then Junior USAs will be coming up.
Are you going to Junior USAs?
And that's about it. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay. Cool. Let me see. So book her for posing. Get your posing in. I've got Girl Power and the Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Show. Yeah. And then Junior USAs. So we are in the thick of it. You guys, Universe for Bikini and Wellness Day is already booked. I have a wait list and y'all are jumping on the wait list. I'm just kind of like, oh, my God. Okay, this is crazy. And then the Linda Murray Show. The first day of the Linda Murray Show is already booked. I don't have a wait list for that show because I've got a lot of my girls. I don't want to put anybody out there. A lot of my girls are doing that show, so I know no one will drop from that one. Those are the only two shows at the moment that are booked. I've been saying it on my Instagram. I'll say it again here. If someone does cancel for Universe, it'll just go to the first person who was on the wait list and so on and so on. I got to figure out some things because we just got to figure out some things. All right, y'all. So that's going to be the end of this episode. Thanks so much for listening, and we will chat with y'all next week.
Bye, guys.